Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Berlinale. I'm with Joanna Kulik, among the protagonists of The Eddy, the new series created by Academy Award winner Damien Chazelle.
So, Joanna, I felt like Maya feels things differently. She's very much like jazz in a way. So how would you define her?
We're sometimes joking that Maya is the daughter of Zula because this is the jazz, you know, singer. But it's now, it's the situation which we shoot in Paris, but this is not the TV series which the jazz musicians are in the past only. This is this century, which is now. Yeah. And she's the jazz singer, and she has her own band, The Eddy Band, which means the our title. And The Eddy, this is the jazz club, and this is the name of the band too, The Eddy. And she's stranger, just a little bit, because she's Polish, but she was living in New York. And because her partner, Elliot, decided to move to Paris, she decided to move with him. That's why for her and for him, Paris, it's a new country and new language for both of them. But she's stranger just a little bit in Paris, especially at the beginning.
When I heard about that and I watched the episodes, I felt like this was the perfect way maybe for you to combine your two worlds. I mean, after Cold War, you're a singer, musician, and then you can...
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I was super lucky, because my casting for this project was... it was exactly my due day. That's why I said, okay, I can come if I will be not on the hospital. So I came and I won this casting. I'm super proud because I love the Damien Chazelle projects, Whiplash and La La Land. And it was a really interesting time for me, because when we shoot Cold War, La La Land was on the cinemas. And I saw this musical 5-6 times, and I loved music. And very often when I had preparation for Cold War, I was listening La La Land soundtrack too. That's why this possibility, and this time when I was in LA during the Oscar campaign, and when I had this casting and I won, this is something which is very great for me, because I love musicals, movies with the music, and I love jazz, and I connect these two words, like acting and jazz words together.
Do you know that when we watched Cold War in Cannes, we all said that it was like European black and white version of La La Land? So
it's very often they're joking in Poland, like the Cold War was the Polish version of La La Land. but it's absolutely something which is just a little bit common.
But as a singer and musician, how was to work with that material, like with Glenn Ballard composing the music, with actually entering the world that you had been watching through La La Land and Whiplash?
You know, for me it was the dream beyond the set, but at the same time it was sometimes hard, because I had a very small baby there. But I'm so proud, because when we finished a second episode with Damien Chazelle showed me some materials, and he told me, Joanna, I'm very proud, because for you it was a very difficult set, because two languages for you, they are the foreign languages, and you had to deal between the acting world and the music world, and you had very 2 months baby on the set. But for me, I was really surprised how jazz musicians, they're open for acting world. It means like they were very open for feelings, for the improvisation with acting, and how they took something from the jazz world and how they put for the acting world. Of course, it was the great idea of Damien Chazelle, idea like use 3 cameras and do some documentary style, because all of us, if you don't have to repeat it all the time, the same scenes, it's much, much easier to for the not professional actors to be open. Because we were three cameras, we were very open, and it was much, much easier to do improv with three foreign languages when you don't have to repeat it. Okay, once again, I have to remember that I have the glass of water for right hand, and I had to remember when, after this line, I have to drink. Because there are all details which you have to, when you have only one camera, you have to remember about this. When you have two cameras, you are completely free.
Do you believe in the healing power of art in general? I mean, music, cinema?
Yes, and this is the project like that, you know, like this is the music, drama, this is the crime story too. So this project connect a lot of different areas and, you know, and a lot of different languages, a lot of different cultures. It's connect like... we had four different directors, like a lot of women were there, like women like the director Uda Benyamina, Laila Marakshi, you know, the DOP was Mary, such an amazing woman. And when she had, you know, three kids on the set, sometimes the kids are coming and I said, wow, what they are doing here? And she said, they are sitting in front of the camera because I would like to show them why mommy is very tired before the sleeping, because all the time I have a camera here. That's why, you know, they support me. It was a lot of strong, you know, women with kids, which they were on the set. That's why they support me when I was with very small baby on the set, and they're super strong. That's why it was the project for ladies, and they were very strong in there.
I love that. Do you still remember Kiss Me in the Morning?
Yes.
Would you sing it?
Yes, Kiss Me in the Morning. Kiss me in the morning, and then you told me that at night. I never told you what I'm thinking, and then you told me na 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 na. But
I love that. How does it feel to be? I mean, sometimes. Like people don't think about the power of being on a series that goes on Netflix that potentially will be watched by so many people. How does it make you feel since you're used to a different, let's say, audience?
You know, I spoke with Glenn Ballard and with Randy Carabon, and they are very happy because they said that they had this project earlier for years, but it was very difficult to produce this and find a financial for this, because it's very artistical project, and they are very happy that the Netflix did for them this, because they can show something which is very artistical and jazz music for bigger audience, which they can did this project with the live music, and you know, it was difficult project. That's why they are very happy that it was possible to do this.
And what, how does it make you feel to be like?
I was super proud because, you know, this project was much, much earlier. And for me, it was super opportunity because they had different idea for this character. But because the Cold War, they saw me in the Cold War, they decided to invite me for meeting with Damien Chazelle and casting. And in the last moment, I jumped to this project. So I'm super lucky that I was at the end of the process. But this process was much, much longer before when we start to shoot in Paris for 6 months.
I really can't wait to watch the other episodes.
Yeah, because all of the episodes, they show the story of one of the musicians. My episode is fifth, so I'm waiting for see this episode too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Grazie.
Grazie.
And we've been talking to Joanna Kulig, among the protagonists of The Eddie, the new series created by Damien Chazelle. The Eddie will be available on Netflix in Italy from May 8th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Berlinale for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.